Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Tommy Tucker, 743, 17 till 8 on this frigid Wednesday morning, in case you lost track of the days, and the temperature is below freezing, way below freezing right now, and it's going to stay that way till about noon. Then it goes above freezing for a couple of hours, and some of the snow is going to melt. Unfortunately, then overnight it freezes again, because we're talking about lows tonight, again, of maybe 27, 28, which is a hard freeze, and that could lead to troubles with the roadway. Colin Arnold joins us now, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans, to give us an update. How you doing, Colin?
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
I was telling people earlier, you know, about reading a room that the governor, I don't think, capriciously opens and closes state office buildings. He closed it today and tomorrow, the government offices. So I got to believe that it's going to be Friday morning until we're talking about kind of looking at anything normal.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to look that way for us, too. We try to make that decision, you know, within a day or so, just in case. I mean, if something was to change and we'd be, you know, we want to get back open. But we'll be discussing now Thursday, today. I mean, we were planning on a half day Thursday, but with this amount of snow, considering kind of what was originally predicted and what actually has ended up falling, I think that you're not far off there. But we'll make official announcements about it. I believe the schools are already announcing, at least in Orleans, that they're going to be closed Thursday as well.
I know I mentioned we have the building where I'm sitting, the studio, faces east. And I hear big chunks of snow falling off. I see it melting as the sun hits it. But we shouldn't infer too much from that, right?
No, the sun will make a big difference, even with lower temperatures. From my understanding, is that, you know, it can definitely start melting this even when the temperatures are lower. But the roads are a different story. I mean, that's going to continue to freeze and refreeze. I know that DOTD has resources, including plows from other states that are making their way from west to east, kind of following the storm and hitting the interstates and the major state roads. And I spoke with my counterpart in Lake Charles yesterday, and they got this, you know, maybe 5 or 6 hours before us, and had a blizzard warning there as well with high winds. And so everybody across South Louisiana from southwest to southeast is dealing kind of with the same thing right now. But I know that those resources are coming, and we have 14 snow plows that the city contracted that are just, I mean, they're hauling butt. They're all over the place. And we were even able to get out to the airport last night, and they were able to do the runways and the entryways to the airport. So hopefully that will clear up issues with them.
So what streets are you plowing right now, and what's the priority on those, Colin?
priorities, elevated roadways and bridges, just because they tend to keep refreezing, and obviously the Crescent City Connection is, if not the most important artery between West and East Bank. And so to even just to keep that open for emergency vehicles right now is a priority. And then the roadways leading to University Medical Center, because of their level one trauma center status for the whole region, is important. And then where our attack plan is basically every critical kind of major artery street in New Orleans. So, you know, you can imagine from Canal, Claiborne, Broad, Carrollton, Elysian Fields, the like. And they've been able to hit a bunch of those yesterday. And then they're going to continue doing that, and then they'll follow behind with SALT. And so that's just going to continue as long as we have them until, you know, we get out of this.
So are you guys doing a Crescent City Connection, or is that DOTD?
We've been assisting, quite frankly, and I anticipate that to continue until, some more of those other resources come in. But we recognize the importance of the bridge, and we have a really good relationship with Scott Boyle from DOTD, and we're just doing everything we can to keep major critical infrastructure arteries like that open.
Do you have any idea when the...
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. And follow your local news station.
Crescent City Connection could open again?
I have not checked in with him this morning as of yet. I don't think it's going to be today. You know, if I had to estimate, I would imagine sometime tomorrow we'll probably be able to get it totally reopened.
Tell me what else is going on in the city.
We still have a couple of warming centers opened. One is at capacity at Rosenwald. We have Treme Center open that still has space, and encouraging people to make their way there. If they're having issues, call 311, and we'll do what we can. But I have to be honest, at this point, it's very difficult for any vehicles to get around. And so we're utilizing EMS, and I know we discussed yesterday putting ambulances and sprint units out in geographic areas so they don't have to make huge trips back and forth, utilizing hospitals within the areas of those regions, whether it be on the West Bank, whether it be out in New Orleans East or in the main part of the city. And that's just what we're going to continue doing today. But I think our focus today is we have a lot of front-end loaders, bobcats, and different things that the city has and Sewage and Water Board, and we want to start utilizing them to get into kind of the snow fight. And then it was just brought to my attention, we've got all these construction sites as well that have some of this equipment, and we want to look at possibly having some of these construction sites start clearing streets around where they are and just helping us out with just trying to move snow out of the streets and try and clear up as much of this as possible within the next day and a half.
Give me a second. Let me take a break for traffic, and then we'll come back with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans. I think everybody's done a great job so far. Now it's up to us not to mess it up by causing any problems or any, as I call them, unforced errors, because we're trying to get out and about too quickly. Right now, traffic, WWL. All right, 7:52, 8 till 8, back with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security. Colin, we're waiting to talk to Scott Boyle, so when he calls in, I'm going to go to him to get some information that we all can use. What do you want people of Orleans Parish to know as far as just spending today? Because here's what I struggle with. I know people maybe need stuff. I hesitate to say what's open because I don't want people driving around and causing problems. However, if businesses are open and they want to serve people, if people can walk there, I don't know how to achieve that balance. Help me out.
No, I mean, you're on the right track. I think it's, you know, it's difficult to ask people to not drive and to just stay put as much as they can. But we're still, I mean, this is kind of going to be the hangover after the, you know, everything that we saw yesterday, which was, you know, I've seen just unprecedented, and you see people out enjoying it and kind of just mystified by what's going on. And I would agree. I mean, I had a chance to step outside and take a look too, and it's just, you know, something that, you know, I'll never see again here in my lifetime, you know, I don't think. And so, but now is going to be kind of the tough part, which is, you know, the marathon, not a sprint kind of mentality, where this is going to go away, and it's going to go away really quickly towards the end of the week, but we're going to try and mechanically remove a lot of this so people can start getting back to normal. But the best advice now is to not drive, and if you absolutely have to, you know, I heard, you know, Courtney saying it's all surface streets and it's all backed up right now, and anything elevated right now is just completely out of the question. And some of the things we saw yesterday was people driving around barricades, and I'm going to say this, very limited. Now, most of the public did exactly what we asked, and I just ask that that continues. But, you know, there was people that, you know, we could get to them, but their vehicles are still up there trying to, you know, going around barricades to get up on the interstate for whatever reason. And they're not going to move until we get stuff plowed and we're able to even get a tow truck to those vehicles. And
thank you, Colin. I'm going to go.